Good morning. It's Wednesday, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip Lacour. Here you are. Here I am. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, this morning connection podcast. Here we are, morning connection podcast number 191, on our way to 200 podcasts this time around. How's it going for you today? What kind of mood are you in right now? What kind of mental state are you in right now? Are you living that state of anticipation here? You've made it to this podcast. You've downloaded it. It's part of your daily discipline, your daily ritual to feed your mind with this powerful, empowering, insightful information that is going to, in some way, shape, or form, stimulate thought in your mind, examine your life, make you think about certain situations, how you're approaching life. You're going to find that one distinction, that one strategy, that new way of looking at the way you've been doing things, the way you've been thinking about things. And it's going to launch you into that next level of understanding, insight, feeling good about yourself, making progress towards those dreams, those goals, those plans, that vision that you've taken the time to think about over and over again every single time you join and you listen to this Morning Connection podcast. On a scale from 1 to 10, think about it right now. What state are you in? That 10, yes, this is going to be the day. I just feel it. I just know it. I am just hanging on every word that Skip says because I just know it. I just have this feeling that today is the day. In this 30 minutes of power, I'm going to find that one distinction. It's going to help me. I'm going to take the wisdom and the passion and this guy's vision to help people just like me and dovetail, piggyback, get on his shoulders. You know, they say that's easy to look down when you stand on the shoulders of a giant. I'm going to use all this guy's passion, his insight, his experience, all his victories and all his defeats. And man, he gets up at 4:30 in the morning, 6 days a week to deliver this information, inspiration. He must have something to say while I've been doing my stuff that I'm great at, what I enjoy. Pursuing my happiness, right? He's been doing his thing. Man, I'm going to just jump on top of it. I'm going to start where he's at with him sharing. Today is going to be I'm moving my life forward. That would be a total 10. Boy, that's a lot of energy, right? And one is, I don't even know how I got this thing downloaded to my phone. I don't even know how I ended up on this More Than Just Muscles website, this Morning Connection podcast, this iTunes. I don't know how I got here. What does he have to say? That would be a one. I don't even know if that would be one. Hell, you can't help but get stimulated once this has been playing and you listen to it. But let's just say that's a one. Where are you right now? And what can you do right now to get more out of it? You're here, gosh darn it, right? This is your life, gosh darn it. What can you do? Can you move around? Can you shake your arms? Can you just slap yourself in the face, jump up and down, do a few jumping jacks? Can you visualize that thing in life that you really, really want? And that's going to really stimulate to pay more attention? Can you think in the negative sense, like what you're just sick and tired of that you just had enough of, and that can get you more alert, more ready to get more out of this? You're here. How can you get more out of it? Sometimes we're just conscious of that state you're in. You can just do simple things to knock it up a couple notches. If you're at a 5, knock it up a couple notches. Now you're at a 7, going to get a lot more out of it than just staying at that 5. And sometimes just being conscious of your mental state can make all the difference in the world. You stack that with every podcast you listen to from me, every article that you read on the internet, every conversation that you have, everything that you're doing at work, you slowly but surely build a life that you can be proud of. Build a life that you can feel good about. Self-confidence, that's what I want to talk about today. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, creating this daily discipline, making this promise to yourself that you know this information, this inspiration is powerful, and you're following through on the promise that you made to yourself. One more day just to, again, build that confidence, build that self-esteem. Self-esteem, proving to yourself that you do follow through with what you say you're going to do. You build trust in yourself. When you have trust in yourself, you're more likely to trust other people. Because we tend to think that, you know, people are like us or not too far away. Well, we should, generally. We hang around people sometimes. I have a feeling that you and I are a lot alike because we're spending, out of all the websites, all the podcasts, all the social media sites, somehow we've made it together I have a feeling that we're a lot alike. So we hang around people who are like us. So when we trust ourselves, when we are empathetic and understanding about ourselves, when we're confident in what we do, when we can bounce back from disappointment, when we have the best intentions, even if we don't always come through, there's that good spot in our heart, and we've earned it. We don't just say that. We've earned it by the things that we do. We tend to think that other people are like that. So every time you follow through, it's a great thing to make this whole thing called life work, and not only for yourself, the important part of getting other people involved. Thank you so much for making your way through this internet and all the blogs and all the podcasts and social media to make it this far to me. I appreciate you putting your faith and trust in me and let me poke and prod and ask you questions in your life. I will not let you down. I'm here passionately. It's my vision to serve you, to create a win-win situation that I can help your life become a little bit better by. And it's serving me, too, because I get to have gone through all that pain and not figure out and frustration. And then I persist. I got knocked down 9 times. I got back up 10 times. And I got to experience another level. It's endless, and it'll be going on till the day I die, that personal growth. But I get the satisfaction of knowing in some way, shape, or form I caught you when you were 19, 29, 39, 49, whatever age. And because of my journey, I made your life just a little bit better. I mean, that's part of my whole vision. That's a big reason why I do all of this. I get up very early in the morning to deliver this information, this inspiration, a strategy that can really help you. No matter what it is you want in life, I know many of you have followed me over from the bodybuilding and training world. You want to build muscle, lose body fat. You want to win that contest. Maybe you want to get a promotion in your job. Maybe you want to have more money and get some area of your life. Maybe it's your finances. You know, finally mastered or a lot better than you're doing right now. Maybe you want more intimate, more connected relationships. Maybe the one you're in or the one you want to get in someday. And you're working on making your man formation, becoming the person who can attract that kind of lifestyle. Well, you've come to the right place. I really appreciate you doing this. For yourself. I see that one person, Jeff, Jeff N, I'll just call him. I'm always interested in seeing how people arrived to this Morning Connection podcast, this what I call MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, because it's all about the mindset. Again, what I was going to say is that no matter what those things are that you want, that relationship, that money, that promotion, the job, that better body, that goal that you're after, this mindset, this inner game is so important to it. You know, I'm always developing, like I said, as a coach. And I know the value. I've known the value of this mindset for so many years. And if you've been following my stuff or you look on the internet and whatever area of life, whether it's confidence, man formation, whether it's entering a bodybuilding contest or just building muscle, losing body fat, whatever the articles that you've read or you've researched on the internet, I integrate this mindset, this inner game, you know, mastering your emotions, your mental state with everything that I write about. I'll be talking about a diet and I'll be talking about the mental aspect of it because I've appreciated the importance of it for so many years. I know it's the key to success. I understand as I evolve is that many people don't make that leap maybe as much as they should. They kind of understand it, but no, just tell me a strategy. If I do A, B, and C, A will equal C. Just tell me the specific strategy of what to do. And I've made the mistake as a coach of skipping by that. No, that's not as important as you think. Come on, it's the mindset. No. And they go somewhere else because somebody is telling them this 10-step process, scientifically proven or whatever, to get from point A to point B, whether it's, you know, how to find the woman of your dreams or how to build muscle or whatever it is, or mastering your finances. And so those people drawing you there, I mean, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, whatever those 10 steps are, those strategies, trust me, they may sound specific, but if they're going to work for you, it's going to be this mindset. So as I evolve, I'm giving you more of those strategies, and then I'm slipping in all this mindset rather than not giving you what you want and making you lessen the importance when you're looking for that, and then thrusting this upon you. You know, now it's, I'm setting it out there. When you're ready, it is here, and I'm going to give you those specific strategies. But let me just tell you, the sooner you can get to this point, the better. Jeff N., who's a competitive bodybuilder, I've seen you on my social media and on my websites and investing in information products for many years, and he just found out about this Morning Connection podcast. And when I hear something like that, when I, somebody who's definitely in my social circles, and you know, here we are at Morning Connection Podcast number 191, I posted all of these on my website and sent out emails to my mailing list, posted on gigantic, well-trafficked websites like bodybuilding.com. There's 330,000 people on my Facebook fan page, and this is the first time that they've heard about it. There's a part of me go, what more can I do to spread the word, to help people? You know, why is it at 191 that they're brand new to it? Got to figure that out. Got to get the message out. Maybe you guys can help me how I could get that message out. Anyway, so Jeff N. posted on my Instagram page, that it would be instagram.com/SkipLacour. Hey, I just ran into it. Man, I'm really connecting with you. You're really making me think. Everything you talked about is exactly what I'm going through. Now, I don't like to hear, Jeff, that this is the first time you ran into this Morning Connection podcast, especially when you're on my mailing list and my circles, you visit the same websites and things like that. But I do like the fact that what I talked about really hit home with you, that it really hit home with you. That's what this is all about. I speak my truth, my journey, what I've gone through maybe many years ahead of you in this game of life, probably being a lot like you. Like I said, birds of a feather tend to flock together. And just going through my life and being persistent and working my way through, I'm probably feeling a lot of the emotions you have gone through, you're currently going through, or you will go through. And so, you know, I don't try to talk about, hey, what somebody who's lived a different type of life, put his priorities elsewhere, what they may be thinking. I talk about what I am thinking, what I have been thinking in the past. And that's how I can connect with you, just by being transparent, speaking from the heart, speaking from my soul. But I'm curious, Jeff, and send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And actually, everyone who's listening to this, if you feel that same way, there's things that I say that really hit home with you, please send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com and tell me what that is. Now, I carefully pick out the topics that I talk about every single day during this Morning Connection podcast because I know that there are things that you can relate to. Sometimes I'm surprised at what really hits home the most with people, what gets you to write, take a couple more minutes and spend the time, just send that email to me when you have so many things going on. Because those are the things I can even expand upon even more. What I'm going to talk today about during this podcast is about self-confidence, what exactly it is, and how you can immediately get more of it. Actually, I should talk about what that's going to do for you. And what that's going to do for you is all those goals, dreams, plans, and visions that you have for your life, it's going to help you move towards them. Hell, it'll make you create clear-cut goals, plans, dreams, and visions. And those goals, plans, dreams, and visions that you do create will be created with who you really are, what you're all about in your most powerful self, and what you really want and not what you think you can settle for. That's all the things that self-confidence can do for you. So more self-confidence would be a great thing to have, wouldn't it? Right? But I want to know what connects with you. Send me that email. All right, send me that email. I learn a lot from my one-on-one coaching clients. And again, if you're following me from the bodybuilding training world, my one-on-one coaching is not about, you know, how to diet and have a workout routine for a bodybuilding contest. Again, I know you know me from the bodybuilding world. You know that I was a six-time national champion bodybuilding contest. Again, it was all the lessons about life learned along the way and through my other things. This is about MTC, mental toughness conditioning. This is about whatever it is you want in life, to have the courage and the confidence to dream big, to think big, to work through whatever your limiting beliefs are of why you can't have the things in life that you really want, or maybe you don't even realize you're limiting your thinking. I help people break through all that to get clear in their most powerful state to even think about what they really want. And it's the emotions, it's taking you through the emotional process to really dig that out. Been doing this for a lot of years. It's a whole skill set level. It's a process that I go through. I don't just get on the phone and I talk to people and we just have some conversation. It's a very structured way I go about this, about getting you to think big. And then once you hear yourself and you feel it, you know, you feel the emotions of joy and also pain. We learn from our pain. I take you through this process. So you get clear. And then we start creating a plan. So when we're done with our initial talking about all of this process, this coaching, you have a sense of energy and optimism that you've never had before, maybe not in a long time, that you can start building this life that you really want. If that's something that you're interested in, you know, I work with people who I feel are committed. Okay, that on a scale from 1 to 10, I must change this now. My life must change. I am sick and tired of this. I'm done with all the excuses. I'm tired of blaming other people. I know somehow I'm involved because every time my job doesn't go well or my relationships don't go well, there's one person that's always there during all this mess, all this drama, and that's me. I'm sick and tired of whatever's going on. So on a scale from 1 to 10, I must change this now. It's a 10. Now, I'll tell you, as I do talk to people, if you are interested, and just talk to me, see if this coaching is for you, and I will determine if this coaching is for you, if it's ready for you. All right, and again, it doesn't matter what you want to achieve in life, a better body, those goals that you have that are in connection with your body, a better job, start your own business, get that promotion, make more money, master your finances, have closer connected relationships, find that woman of your dream, or do a lot of practice, find a lot of women on your way to finding the woman to your dream, whatever that may be. Right, putting together a plan and working towards it. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. What I'll do, because what I'm doing now, if you're on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page. What I do every so often when I'm sitting at my desk for a couple hours, you'll see this, so watch for this. I'll say, hey, I'm going to be at my desk for the next couple hours. Call this and I'll list a toll-free phone number. Call me right now. That means I'm sitting right at my desk. And I'm ready. If you think this, you just want to check it out, what this coaching can do for you, give me a call. I'm surprised. I guess some things look too good to be true. I'm surprised my phone just doesn't ring like crazy. I just love the whole process. I love people. I love hearing about your journey and where you are. Had a great conversation with a gentleman just the other day who did take advantage of that. So, I'll talk to you about it. Maybe we can set up a time where I can, spend maybe 45 minutes, maybe even longer than that, taking you through a process to find out just how committed you are, what it is you really want, what are the challenges that are getting in your way. All right, I'll do that for you. I'm looking for people who are at a level 10 of commitment that it must change. Now, if you got a lot of stuff, got a lot of excuses that you're still working through, this may not be the time. But if you think it's the time, send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com or make sure you're on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, and look for those breaks in the day. I won't make it a break. I'm sitting at my desk. And give me that call, gosh darn it. Why? There's things that I just don't understand. I have to tell you something. If you like the cut of my jib, what I'm all about, you'll notice I'll comment about a lot of things about the world that are in direct contrast than where the wave of people are going. And I'll just say to you, I just don't understand why people think this way, why this particular comment or whatever's on the internet, where the masses go. The masses aren't happy. The masses fall into this groupthink. And, on my way a growth and to where I am now, I would always see these successful people, and they would always be what I call iconoclasts. They would always be contrarians. Whatever everybody else says, they would say something different. And I would say, this guy's just being a jerk. And maybe as I evolved as a thinker, I thought, well, his significance is to be different than everybody else. And sometimes that is true. There are some people who just want to be different. They really don't have anything of much value to say. It's just trying to be different. You know, as I mature, as I continually work on myself, which like I said earlier in this podcast, I'm going to be working on myself until the day that I die, I'm finding out where the masses go. I'm always seeing it different. I'm always seeing it differently than the masses. And so there's a lot of things I just don't understand. I just don't understand why, if you take the time and listen to these podcasts, if you're on my Facebook page, if you're loving the information, if you get a feel of who I am, and you see what I've accomplished, whether it's my bodybuilding and training trophies and articles and products or whatever, my Mass Machine Nutrition Supplement Company, you know, how I've evolved, how I've created the Manformation Program, you know, how I have people who follow me who say positive things, how I've helped them change their life. Whether it's a situation that I've grown into that it took me a lot of work, a lot of working on myself to have the marriage and the family that I have right now. None of these things I don't believe came easy, right? And if you respect that, if that's something you want to work towards, I just don't understand. Where you see an 800 number, toll-free number, actually 855 number, I don't understand why somebody wouldn't call and just talk to this guy on the phone. Sometimes I think that I make myself so available. It's like it's too good to be true, and so not very many people take it up. I just don't understand that a lot of times, what the thinking is. Maybe you can help me with that at skip@skiplagore.com. Because, I mean, there's so many, offers, free information, right? I guess you're thinking there's some catch, or it can't be true, or I'm going to get a recording, I'm going to get his assistant, or it must be something like that. Help me out when you send me that email at skip@skiplagore.com. Because I want to find a way to connect with you. That's why I'm here every single morning with this Morning Connection podcast. All these days, 191 podcasts, 91 days are doing it this time around. Because, you know, I'm using the internet to connect directly to you. In the days of going through all the garbage and all the layers and all the people, and man, you got a person you connect with from across the world, you have that chance to go boom directly towards him. I guess people just aren't used to that type of connection. It's too good to be true. Let me know. All right, so look for that. But, you know, I want to know, Jeff and those people out there, what it is that I am saying so I can connect with you better. All right. I have my coaching sessions, and I just learn so much about life and people. And what I had gotten into a conversation with one of my coaching clients about self-confidence. All right, let me just tell you exactly what it's simple. What self-confidence, you want more self-confidence to achieve those things in life. Self-confidence is nothing more than you create a set of standards for yourself. What you believe you should be doing every single day to be happy, to be successful, to get one step closer to your dream life, the life that you really want, that you've taken the time to think about. And whether it really gets you there or not, you develop a certain level of confidence. If I do this, this, and this, I will be happy. Again, whether or not you ever achieve that. So it could be three things. If I do these three things every single day, and you get yourself to really believe those three things will be productive, they will somehow get, whether it's true or not, it's you believing it. And then you knock them down, those three things. Every single day you do, you're going to be confident. It's what you prove to yourself that you are a person who follows through, that you do the things that you say you should be doing. And it could not just be a to-do list. It could be, I should talk more in public. I should speak up. I should volunteer more. I should tell my wife I love her more. I should do more hugs. I should be more present during conversations. I should step up and work out harder. Or do my cardio, or eat more consistently a better meal. I should read this article all the way till it's done. I should listen to this Morning Connection podcast every single day. I don't care what it is. You have this thing in your mind. Maybe you're just not locked down on it. There are things that you just know you should do. When you do those things, again, this isn't what anybody else tells you to do, what I tell you to do, what your wife tells you to do, your husband tells you what to do, what society tells you what to do. It's whatever all that information, everybody else's opinions, you take that all in and you create your own opinions of what you should do. If you do those things, you will have confidence, right? Self-esteem is doing things every single day that impress you, that impress you, not anybody else, that impress you. I'll tell you, you ever see a guy and you're thinking, wow, that guy has got this swagger, he's got this walk, and you're looking at him going, he's not that handsome. I've talked to him. He's not that smart. Doesn't seem like he's got a great job or has a ton of money. Why the hell does he have that swagger and that self-confidence? Here I am. I am so much more accomplished. I have so many more advantages. Why don't I have that confidence? Well, the difference is that he's doing things that he's convinced himself that he should be doing, and he does them. It might be a list of one thing. I don't know. If I wake up and do 10 jumping jacks every day, then that's going to get me towards my dreams, goals, and plans. And so maybe he's got a short list. Maybe it's an easy list. And he does them. You, on the other hand, might have this complicated list of this chart and this flow chart of all these type of things that you do, you have to do. And there's 32 things that you have to do every single day. Some of them you know they're on the front of your mind. Some of them, they're just floating out there because you haven't taken the time to be concrete and identify them. So you're not doing the 32 that you know, and then all these other things. You have this itchy feeling, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing everything because it's not even identified. You know, I have coaching clients that get really excited. Okay, you know, this is what I do. I help people identify what it is they really, really want in life. Okay, and I help them work through all the limiting beliefs and the fear of the past and really get clear. And again, that is a process that brings out these emotions, these feelings. Okay, so I get them really clear on what it is they want. All right, and then they can do the majority of this. They can create a step-by-step plan. I'll tell you this. You, when you get really clear about what you want on an emotional level, not intellectually, on an emotional level, the emotions and feelings that you really want, you could probably come up with a plan of doing 10 things every single day to get closer. So the majority of it, you can come up with that plan yourself. I help you bounce it off and you think about it more, maybe gather more information. I may jump in and say, that may or may not work. But at the same time, I can't tell you what will and what worked. You could have a bad plan because you could be so gritty and ambitious, you could make it work. You really can't. But the thing is, most people aren't clear about what it is they want, and they're not clear with the plan. And so they're not chipping away every single day at their list of 10 things or however many things that they're doing. And so it's very hard to have self-esteem or self-confidence when you're not checking off a list that you don't even know you should have. You haven't taken the time to even put it together. And then I just keep you focused. I keep you focused on what you've promised yourself. I make you check in to either doing or not. Many times we lose self-confidence or self-esteem because we haven't taken the time to write a list, or we have this list and we just don't do it. How can you be impressed with yourself? How can you have self-confidence when you're not doing the things you know you should do? Seems really simple. You earn self-confidence. Now, got this kind of debate with one of my coaching clients, and somehow is differentiating between self-worth and self-confidence as if they were two different things. Now, I don't know. There's articles out there. It's really whatever it means to you. And somehow he is differentiating between the two and didn't really get what he meant. I'm going to guess what he meant. Like, self-worth was one of these things that, regardless of what other people think, whatever you do or you don't do, no matter how many things you check off your list or you don't check off, you still feel good about yourself. You know, it makes me think that a lot of people do feel like entitled to feel good and to be happy and to feel accomplishment. And you know, it kind of comes down to where maybe you had really loving parents who had the best intentions, and they said, because you're my son or you're special, right? Just like showing up, just matter, showing up on this earth, somehow you're special, you're unique, right? Sometimes they have religious beliefs that just by me basically being born and basically me just getting up out of bed in the morning, I should have this tremendous self-worth and self-confidence, right? And, you know, it just doesn't work that way. You have to earn it by doing something. I'm not here to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. I'm not here to create, you know, tell you what my values are. Okay, this is what you need to do to be happy. That's something that you need to create. You have to do something to earn it, right? If you make a series of bad choices all the time, right? If you make a series of bad choices and you're mean to people, you pop off, you sleep in late, you don't you're not even taking steps towards what you say is, and you still want to have self-worth? Do you think it happens that way? And if you don't have self-worth, even though you're not following through with the things that you know you need to do to get closer to those dreams, goals, plans that you have, you're not doing anything, but you still think you should have self-worth or self-confidence? It's not how it works. And if that you're getting that from, you know, now I can't speak for anyone's religious beliefs, but if you think that alone, not using the gifts that your God, your creator, your maker, however you see it, if you're not going to use the gifts they've given you, you're not going to align them and out every day and move forward, you're just going to be sitting around watching television or wake up late or be mean to people when you have to probably should use some self-restraint and think about it. And you're going to do all these bad choices and or non-choices and you still think you should have self-confidence and self-worth. That's not how it works. And so if you're not getting self-worth or feeling self-confidence and you're not doing the things that you know you should be doing, there's a reason why you don't have self-worth. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not missing out. You're not defective because you don't do the things that you know you should do and you don't feel self-worth. It's something that you earn, right? And so that's basically how it works. If you want to immediately get more self-confidence, take the time, create a list. Just create five things that you know that would move you forward little by little. Don't make it too complex. That's what I was saying is I get coaching clients who are really excited, really determined to take their life to the next level, and they come up with that list, right? And it might just be way too complex. It may stretch themselves way too much. It might be 30 things. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. You're not doing any of those things now. Certainly not doing any of those things on a consistent basis. Why don't we just make up seven? Let's just start off with going 7 for 7 every single day because it's really important to your mindset in building momentum. You know, some of you guys just make up these gigantic list of, like I said, 32 things, and you do 7 of them. And you don't have self-esteem. You don't have self-worth. You don't have self-confidence because you created this list of 32 things, and you went 7 for 32, and that's the way you see it. There's all those things. Those 25 things that you didn't do every day, and you're getting mad at yourself, you're frustrated. God, why can't I do all 32 things? There's 25 things that I'm not doing every single day. You know, and there can be a guy who all he did was create 7. The 7 that you do every single day, he creates the 7 of the things that you do, and he does those things. And he's a whole different animal, a totally different person, because he went 7 for 7, and he did just the same things that you did every day. He followed through with the same things that you did. He just went 7 for 7. You went 7 for 32. You're sitting there beating yourself up without self-worth or self-confidence. He's just thinking he is the man, building confidence and momentum and walking around with great body language, being more happy, gregarious to the world, this energy, this light that draws people, that's more optimistic. And then, you know, he builds confidence, and then he adds the 8th one, 9th one, who knows? Maybe 5 years from now, because of that confidence that he does what he follows through, he follows through with what he sets out to do, you know, he builds up to 32 things. You know, and even if he doesn't do all 32, because of that confidence and years of chipping away, he might go 25 for 32 and just think how far that he gets along in his life. And self-confidence is something that you earn. If there's something that you can do right now, I don't care what you've accomplished in the past. I don't care how great your life has been and you want to go to that next level and you feel you need more self-confidence. Just list out 5 things that you can do every single day that if you were to do it, and who knows, there's no guarantee. You got to try it out. You got to have the guts to follow through, to try something. If you did those 5 things, you will bestow yourself. Bing, like putting a magic wand over your health. I allow myself to have self-confidence if I do these five things for the next 21 days in a row. God, it could be simple things like to demonstrate that I'm a man who does what it takes to get ahead. I will set my alarm clock 15 minutes earlier. Plan out my day, review the day before, do whatever. Just one simple step. And every single day, you get up that 15 minutes earlier when the alarm goes off without hitting snooze, boom, there's one thing. That builds self-confidence. Believe it or not, it's momentum. Right? So remember that. You know, it's nothing that's bestowed upon you by the heavens above. It's something that you earn. It's by, if you're a guy who's into the heavens above, well, the heavens above gave you a certain talent, ability, mindset, level of intelligence, a level of grit. I would think that you would believe that the heavens above gave you those talents to use every single day. You know, there's no simple way of having self-confidence bestowed on you. It's something that you earn, but you have to set up the game. Now, there's one thing that you need to remember if you think, I know a lot of people who have the talent, they have the abilities. I do believe that. They believe that at some level, all right? And they come to me lacking self-confidence, I can't get things going. It's not a big percentage, right? But I do have a couple people that I really believe that we do everything that we do for a reason, for some emotion. Maybe it's not an emotion that you understand. I want you to read a book. It's called The Celestine Prophecy. This book, I read this book about 14 years ago. I was in a place where I was successful on one end and struggling on the other. And I had two people in a very short period of time, just out of the blue, tell me about this book. It's The Celestine Prophecy, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-E, Prophecy, by James Redfield. And let me just tell you, for me at least, I'm not into big fiction books or things like that. It's not a self-help book. It's a story, all right? And I remember it being really tough to get through the first couple chapters. I wasn't feeling it. But because it was recommended by a couple people who I respected, and I was at that level 10, I must change now, I read it. And I persisted. I read through. So if you have a trouble getting through it, the first couple chapters, just persist. And if there's one thing to take out of this book, it really created clarity. It helped me understand myself. It helped me understand people. It helped me understand all those people who I felt did me wrong in the past. It gave me empathy and understanding for them. It gave me empathy and understanding for myself. It gave me a plan of attack on the future. It helps me understand people just like you all over the world now. Okay? There's something that's so powerful. It was just a great book. I would say of my 10 events in my life that changed the course of my life, reading that book and really absorbing it was one of them. So again, if you like the cut of my jib, you like what I've accomplished, you want to go out and get this book, or you want to read it. And you want to look out if there's something that was the most powerful for me. It was about, he talks about these control dramas, all right, in this book, The Celestine Prophecy. And you know, basically what it is, it uses the premise that all human beings, all people, because of their upbringing, you've heard me talk about this many times, especially in yesterday's podcast, Morning Connection Podcast 190, all right, we tend to develop into what the author calls control dramas, and that's that we need energy and attention in some way, shape, or form, and so we fall into these four control dramas. And I'll just explain them real quickly. One, it could be an interrogator. That can be someone who gets the energy from the room. So there's a room of people and it draws the attention to themselves, the energy, by judging and questioning everything a person does, by picking it apart, right? So somebody can have the floor. Someone, you see this on my Facebook page, I'll do an opinion. And there's got to be one guy who gets the energy. So here I'm in this message board, this Facebook page, and all this energy is going back. Passionate people talking about whatever training strategies or whatever it might be. There's got to be one guy who wants to get that energy for himself, and how he gets it is that it goes, well, that's not true on every single case. Or, you know, I don't know, I posted a picture of my nephew training, and he's got to say something like, yeah, but his face looks like, I mean, it was a great tip, hundreds of likes, and he had to say, but his face looks like he's going to the bathroom or whatever. That would be like an interrogator. He's just trying to get the energy. They don't really understand this all the time. By judging, by getting off talk of it, by judging and questioning whatever the main flow is, he's got to be saying something just different. That's how he gets the energy, right? Do you know people like that? Are you a person like that? They're the intimidators. And how they get the energy from others is by threat. You know, man, you know, you better not do that. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I mean, they're really angry and they threaten, right? I don't seem to come across a lot of people, but you may know people like that. And we all tend to fall into one if you're following, you know, along with this book. And then aloof. And this is, I would say, if there's a control drama that I fall into, you know, if I'm being honest here, is that what I do is I act reserved or withdraw. And I notice a lot of people in my circles, that's their control drama too. When things aren't going well with the people, you know, whatever, is that they'll just withdraw. They'll just withdraw and stand aside and let you do that. I'm not that interested. Hey, whatever, man, right? My mother is that's her classic control drama. Maybe you can relate to that, or you know people like that. And this is the one that I want to get to, and this is the poor me drama. They can't get their life figured out. They don't have the self-confidence or self-worth or whatever, right? And the drama, control drama that they fall into is, oh, everybody, I just can't do it. I just can't do it no matter what I do. And no matter how hard I try, my life is so messed up. You know, and sometimes these people, they're smart, they're intelligent, they got a lot of great things going on for them. They know it. They know it. You know it. They just have, they get the energy from you. They suck you dry. And you know what? I'll tell you something. If you are a poor me and you got great things going on for you, what a shame. What a shame for you. What a shame for you and your creator, if you're religious, that you've had all these gifts. You've worked so hard to create this resume of great things. Yet the way you get energy from other people is just sucking them dry by saying, oh, I don't have self-confidence. I don't have self-esteem. I don't have self-worth. Maybe you don't realize this. And they're just thinking, what is your problem? You know, maybe if they love and care about you, they'll get sucked up into all this and give you the energy that you crave so badly. You're not thinking you have self-confidence, even though you're really accomplishing a lot of things. You're in this journey like we all are, trying to figure out what's going to make us happy, working towards it. But you got to steal our energy. You got to get energy by going, poor me, my poor life. Look at all these bad things. Let me focus on the negative. Let me tell you about it. There's a lot of you out there who don't feel that you have self-confidence, self-esteem, self-worth, or whatever. But really, that's not it. You just found your way, your control drama, to suck all of us, to be special, to be unique, be different, to connect with us. We all need connection, and you're connecting with us by this poor me story. Inside, if you really think about it, you are confident. That's what makes you work hard and everything like that. It's just, you may not realize it, but that's how you're connecting. That's how you're getting energy from the people, because you don't know a more effective way. And it isn't a more effective way to be an intimidator, to be an interrogator, or being aloof. That's not effective either, right? But that's just your method. So many of you who don't think you have self-esteem or self-confidence, self-worth, you really are just getting the energy, you're getting connection by being a poor me, right? And I'm not talking to anybody specifically, so this is just something for you to think about yourself as you're going through your journey from life. But I can tell you this, out of my many, many clients, I get a couple in every go-around, every 6 or 12 month period of time, I got a couple. There's nothing that I can do. There's nothing I can do to help them, because they are so trapped in the poor me mentality, that control drama. They don't even know that they're in it. They don't even know that's how they connect with people. They could connect with people by being amazing, being awesome, to share with others what they've learned, to help other people. There's many ways to connect with other people. They've just somehow fallen into this poor me thing, no matter how great, how amazing they are, how much talent they have, and they don't realize it. And they don't realize how they're just sucking people dry of their energy for no reason, because they're not on any path in life that's any more difficult than what we all go through. And again, I don't feel that they really understand. All right, so when I talk about self-esteem, self-confidence, self-worth during this podcast and what you need to do to earn it, to immediately earn it, if you still say, well, I do all those things, I can't do it, well, you might want to consider if that poor me is just the way that you get energy because you don't know how to get it from other people, get that connection, that love, that attention that you want from other people. Somehow, some way, maybe this is when you were 10 years old, you know, you have people around you. And then what happens is, you know, the strong people, the movers and shakers, probably the people you want to connect with, and you can't figure out why you can't connect with them because they don't want to put up with this. They don't want their energy drained by this person, this man who is so qualified, who's so competent, who has all these talents, right? He has a lot of things going on for him, who isn't going through any journey in life that any man isn't going through either, but he just wants to dwell on the negative and talk about it and be poor me and be disempowered, okay? Movers and shakers aren't going to be around that. So you know who's going to be left for you? All the people who play into that, that have their issues, that somehow whatever their past is, they've got to placate you, right? They have to be that person, oh, I'll just help them out. There's nothing they can do to help you out. There's nothing I can do to help you out. Fortunately or unfortunately, they pay me to come into their poor me mentality. And I'm sitting here, I just want the best for them. I want them to break the poor me mentality, use their self-confidence, do something, and move forward in their life. But I realize there's some of them that, you know, that's all they want from me, is to feel sorry for them, to agree with them that having the life they want is impossible. Again, I want you to read that book. I want it to change your life the way it did for me. It's called The Self-Esteem Prophecy. It's by James Redfield, and really focus in on those control dramas. All right, so let's wrap this up, and let's talk about our 10-second daily disciplines. And the first one, hey, what's that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that moment yesterday, that cool moment when you said, wow, life was pretty darn good? What's that? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that feeling that you really want, not that short-term poor me bullshit, right? The feelings that you really want, that it's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, doing the things to earn self-confidence every single day. All right? What is that? Take 3 seconds right now to visualize that. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is it really helping you get to where you really want to go in life? All right, what is it? What is that result that you really want in life? All right, guys, have a great day. We'll connect again tomorrow. Hey, send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me what you can really relate to when I'm saying, and all these podcasts, what you're getting out of it. Also, send me that email if you want to talk to me about this one-on-one coaching. I want to help you break through. If you have these control dramas, maybe I'm making you realize some stuff. Let me help you. I know these podcasts are helpful, but let me help you break through those things sooner rather than later. Let's not hang on to them. Let's just bust through. All right. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.